Hello, everybody, and welcome to Throllers. I'm joined, as always, with Chris Reynolds. How you doing, Chris?
Phenomenal, Alan. We're getting closer, mate. Hump day, obviously. What is it? Six more get-ups, something like that for work, and then I get to check out for 5 weeks. So there's light at the end of the tunnel. How are you doing?
It's been a bad couple of days for me. I woke up at like 4:30 in the morning on Tuesday in a bad way.
Okay.
Guts crook, head messed up. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, just bad. And I'm like, oh boy. Managed to get a little bit of sleep back till I had to get up for work. And I'd had the Monday off, so I was like, I better front up to work. Smashed some cold and flu tablets in my house. Got okay, and then it just got bad again quick. It was a rough day yesterday for sure. So I end up having today off of work, which was huge. The head's a lot better, but the guts are still rough. So it hasn't been a good one for me.
Look out. Good way to lose weight, they say, though.
But I got my new router working, which is nice. I finally managed to get that set up. I consider myself pretty tech savvy. I've been messing around with computers and doing stuff, that most normal people don't do, I guess, for quite a while since I was young. And setting up a router is one of the easiest things you can do. And it broke me. I don't know what was going on. It just refused to work. I got into the modem and changed some settings, into the router and changed some settings. Nothing was working for me, but finally got it going today, so happy days. Hopefully my internet is now up to scratch.
All right, congratulations.
Yeah, no, it made me sad. It broke me.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get into it. We have a new highest rated female disc golfer in the world.
Yeah, we do.
We do. Kristen Latt.
Huge.
Weirds me out.
Huge.
It weirds me out.
See you later. See you later, Kristen Tatar. There's a new kid on screen. Yep.
I got a feeling we'll never hear from her again. She's finally changed her name. Apparently didn't want to do it because it was just a lot of work, which is very understandable. But now in the off season, Kristen changed her name to Lat, and I don't know. I don't like it. When they go to Europe and they got those European commentators, I'm going to be missing Tatar.
Tatar.
I don't know. Lat. Yeah, it doesn't do it for me. She should have kept it, I think. Most like high-profile women don't change their name. They just go with what they are famous for. I don't know. It'll take some getting used to, I think.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, it will.
Honestly, he should have changed his name to Tatar.
Yes.
He should have been Silver Tatar.
He should have been.
She's the breadwinner. She's the top dog. She's the best disc golfer. Get your shit right, mate. That's should have been a not light.
No, agreed. And it's just very, 21st century as well. It doesn't have to always be the man that owns the last name.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah,
that would be very, very forward of him.
Yes,
but no, he let one slip there. So, Kristen Latt, yeah, we'll take some getting used to. KT, we call it KT as well. KL, KL's weird because that's like Kuala Lumpur.
I was gonna say that's like an airport.
Yeah, well, it's a city, but yeah, it's an airport. It's weird. It's gonna weird me out. Something that I can get used to is Coach Dill. So Dill announced his retirement from the game, but wanted to stay a part of it. And he announced on Facebook or something the other day that he's going to move into coaching. So I recommend anyone who has the time and needs to get better, which is everyone, to hit Dill up. It's only $50 for an hour. And he Dill's a weapon. So there's a lot to learn from him. He knows what he's doing. He knows his body mechanics, and he can make anyone better, I'm sure. So hit up Coach Dill.
Yeah, anyone that lives in the Geelong, Inverleigh area, I'm sure you're already bombarding him. But if you haven't, get onto it. You know, what an absolute asset to have on your back door.
100%. All right, we had a big ratings update as well. We better have a look into that. First off, how did you go?
No change. Don't play disc golf, don't change rating. Hashtag.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Sounds good. My free fall continues, unsurprisingly, after a very lackluster Nationals coming off last year's, where it was the best disc golf I've ever played in my entire life. So a fall of negative four, which is massive for someone with my amount of rounds in, is still somehow, I think, too small. So I'm back down to 919 and falling. I reckon we might bottom out somewhere around 908.
Okay.
But I think that's where we might end up bottoming out, if I can half steady the ship over the next couple months. But we'll see how we go. But I'm definitely rolling around 908-ish lately, I reckon, which is not ideal.
Not ideal.
What about on the Australian scene? What have we been looking at?
So, big news.
The top end.
Yeah, big news.
Big news.
Big news. If you haven't seen it already, none other than Peaches Perry, DP himself, Australia's first ever 10-10 rated disc golfer. Congratulations. Insert clapping sounds. Once we have that new gear, Alan, we could
that's a good one.
Get a round of applause going in here. That's just huge, isn't it? 10-10 disc golfer. How elite.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's not, you know, not just tickling that 1,000 mark. It's really letting people know I'm above that. That there's a clear gap between him and the others. So, fucking cool. That the big Nationals would have tipped him over the edge, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Blake Houston got close. He went up 4 to 998. So, real close to being our third 1,000-rated disc golfer. You still got Dylan Feldman himself sitting in second. You got Bainey 996, and you've got Jade Brady sitting on a juicy 990. He's gone up 4 himself as well. Jade Brady on the back of a stellar 2024. Good way to cap it out, reaching 990 rated.
Yeah, big. Very, very big.
In regards to that, I only name that I feel like jumped off the screen at me in regards to our top 20 was Zachary James. And click through to him, he's up 3 spots into 965, and he's also had a very good season. Obviously, a great eruption, and a couple of podiums throughout the year. So, well done, Zach James.
Yeah, he's been huge this year. Gone from a genuine MA1 disc golfer to a genuine MPO disc golfer. So, good to see him moving up there. I see Huss has had a slight increase of 1, but that's enough to get her up to 900. So I imagine that makes her the highest rated female in Australia.
Correct. It certainly does. You've got Cassie at 894 and Sarah Lee at 882. But Hussey back into the 900 club. Well done, Huss.
Big time there for Huss. I'm checking in on Kalen. His steady progression is still happening. So a plus 5 after big Nationals. He's up to 915, which just means that in one ratings update time, he's going to be well past me, which is sad. Speaking of well past me, which is sad, Penn also up 1, 929. He's starting to stall out. Maybe Penn's hit his peak. Hopefully, Penn's hit his peak. any other names that stand out to you?
None across my desk. None that have flown across my desk.
I'll have to have a check at Jay Ross. Down 3. That doesn't make any sense. I feel like he's never played better, and he's somehow down 3. So, all those real bad ones must just be hanging in the system there. Who else? What other names stick out? I'm just looking at one of the big Melbourne tournaments
And
seeing how those guys are doing.
Aiden Howard up 4 to 968.
Oh, big.
That's big.
Big.
Approaching 970. You got Ryan Deere, who has just plateaued and did not change in this update. And Ville has managed to plateau as well and did not change in the update.
That's actually pretty good considering how much he was free falling. So that's a win for Ville.
Yeah, it is.
Dazza up 4 as well. He's up to 954, starting to make some ground again. He's been playing some good disc golf, our man Daz. So that's nice. And Nath Parrish down 4, which he's been charging. And now he's hit a little speed bump a bit. So 4 seems to be the magic number. A lot of people going 4 up or 4 down. But, yeah, big news of the day, though. Definitely DP, 10-10. Just sick. Good work there, Dave.
Yeah, huge.
We'll get into the Rudolph Riot on the weekend. It's the course looked like it played tough.
Yeah, it
did. Course
looked
like it played very tough. So I don't think weather conditions are that bad. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. I saw that Park Media was out filming. So very, very much looking forward to, watching that round, well, those rounds when it comes out. We had a couple people going at it in FA4, but the clear standout was Megan Joy. In MA4, Richard Lewis Schell, the old hyphen himself, was way too good for everyone else, including the other hyphens, the Howe Grahams. 3 hyphens in that division.
Yeah, I know.
You don't see that.
No, you don't. Howe Grahams didn't get it done. I had Matt Mutter, who was in second after round 2. I thought, here we go, I'm on one. But not as good round 2, and yeah, fell to 5th. So well done, Richard.
In MA3, this was the we build it as the parked battle. My trollers guarantee had Matty Farina winning in a canter. How did it all turn out?
Well, after round 1, did you see where Matty Farina found himself after round 1?
No, I missed that.
He was sitting in none other than first.
Oh, was he? Oh, shit.
After round 1. And then he must have listened to the podcast between rounds and decided to shoot a plus 18 after his plus 9 round 1.
Yeah, no way.
Finishing plus 27. And so another hyphen in none other than the elite barman himself in Damien Cos Beckwith. Well done, Damo. Can't wait to try one of your whiskey cocktails one day.
Yeah. Ahead of Adam Spears and then Ash Wiener, they're in 3rd place. Some consistent disc golf, Ash, shooting a 70 both days. So, well done there. Alice Rendell takes it out fairly comfortably over Anita Weber. Very good disc golf. Played by her well over her rating both rounds. So, just kicking goals. That's a big win there for Alice, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
In MA, oh yeah, go.
Yeah, MA2. Look, we were probably eyeing off a little bit of Mitch Evers, and obviously I made the bold call that look out, I think Wayne Govan's going to come and swipe this division. Now he didn't quite swipe the division, but he did beat Sean Freeman. So well done, Wayne, for beating Sean Freeman. But the actual congratulations has to go to Seb Gutierrez. Well done, Seb. +7, +7, consistent golf, 908, was enough to get the chocolates over Matt by one shot.
One stroke, that's nice. Would have liked to see how that one went down. Mitchy Boy taking the step up from MA3. Is he been playing MA2? Oh, man, I shouldn't have said anything because I needed to give him an apology anyway because we said he was the back-to-back bridesmaids, but he won Eruption. So sorry about that one, Mitch. Didn't want to steal your thunder.
Yeah.
In MA50, the good guys prevail. Here we go. Mike Vanderlinden and your tip takes it out pretty comfortably. 4 strokes over Carey Edwards. A pretty decent disc golf there played by him. 2, that would have would have done some damage in MA2 as well. So Carey Edwards there in 2nd and Anthony Pearsall with a nice 3rd place, but pretty sizable gap between Carey and Anthony and the rest of the field.
Correct. Big win for VDL. Well done, Mike.
VDL, I like that.
MA40. I've heard a bit about this on my socials. Taryn has let me know. Rightfully so. Rightfully so. But yeah, 6-stroke victory over Jay Ross. And in the end, left Paul Arden in his wake as well. Well done, Taryn Anderson, shooting a 921 rated event. Getting it done comfortably.
Yeah, too good. We tipped Jay. Specifically said, sorry, Taryn, but Jay's going to win. And yeah, gets it done pretty easy. So well done there, Taz. Big win. Bunch of wins for him and MA40 this year. It's been a big year.
Six or seven. Well, I'm sure he might feature when we get to some Victor leaderboards later.
I think so. MA1, a little bit of controversy, but Blake the Snake Nichols has stepped back down from MPO with his 954 rating and just takes out MA1 over Chris Scott and Penn Lu. I'm pretty sure I saw somewhere Penn Lu had written that Chris Scott was the real winner, so I think that he might be a little sad about the Blake moving down situation.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that's about. He it's weird. There's been no hints of that in any other tournament. I know he hasn't played much lately, so maybe that's it. But plus three would have been good enough for tied fourth place with in MPO. So, yeah, I don't know.
I'm here for, I'm here for it. Now, hashtag normalize it. Hashtag normalize it. Good work, Blake. One of us had to do it. Fucking, we got 10 tens in our bloody field. And what are we doing? Like, hashtag normalize it. Well done, Blake, and good victory.
Yeah, no, I'm not mad at it. It's I'll call it out anytime I see it for sure. But you're allowed to do it. And anytime you're going in and you don't think you're gonna have the best score of the whole day, then you can't be mad if you get beaten. That's my thought with it. So yeah, if you're playing MA1 and someone better than you decides want to play MA1 and they beat you, that's too bad. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But I will point it out every chance I get.
Yeah. No, fair enough.
Narada continuing another strong year. He gets his fourth place there. We didn't check out his rating, actually. What's he done? Boom. He's up to 912
now
as well.
Plus
15. So it's starting to align with where he's actually playing. So pretty good there. And Matty Hill with a DNF. Not sure what happened with that. I was going to ask him and I forgot.
Yeah, he played played a few holes of round two and then checked out. Not sure what he had going on. And did you see what happened round one in MA1?
No, what happened round one?
Round one.
Yes. Yeah. What was that?
None other than Mr. Penn Lu One Wheel himself. Not only is a one wheel, he is a one shot on hole three for an ace, tournament ace. So that's always sick. Well done, Penn.
Yeah, that's cool. He did share a scorecard. I think he might have gone like bogey, birdie, par, ace, bogey or something like that.
Yeah.
To get his day started.
Yeah, even through five with a birdie and an ace. That's what he was.
Getting it done.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. All right, how did the MPO shake out?
So, obviously, that's what we're all here to watch. After round one, obviously, you backed in Paddy Robinson. I backed in Ryan Hart. And Paddy Robinson did not get out of the gate. So, you mentioned earlier that the course was playing tough. Even was playing 970. So, less than a stroke away from being like invalid gold difficulty. So crazy. Give it to some context. It was playing tough. And Paddy shot a plus six, 916 rated. So, not what he's looking for, especially when someone out there, Aiden Howard is, Peaches 2.0, he's shooting a minus two. Ryan Hart was managing a minus one and Ryan Deere was managing an even. I did love how much Melbourne, was making up the top of these leaderboards throughout the weekend. And then round two, Aiden Howard just managed to pull away. and get it done by 5 shots. So as we know, he might not be able to sit in economy on airplanes, but he does sit atop of the leaderboard. And yeah, mind the gap. That's a good victory. Ryan Hart and Ryan Deere end up tying for second. Paddy Robinson had a good round two, 9.96 rated. But in the end, that was only enough to get him up into fourth.
Yeah, wild stuff there. Huge. 5 strokes is huge. The only person on the day playing under par disc golf. So massive win for Aiden. You should definitely feel very good about that. Going into Geelong and snatching away victory from Timmy B, Paddy Robinson, Ryan Michelle is always nice. I do like that.
And Ryan Hart.
And Ryan Hart, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Troy Faramond playing MPO as well, which is very new. But he's been playing quite good lately. I think he had a nice Nationals and a nice eruption.
Yeah, it's nice. So, when you got like people like Nathan Parrish, Troy Faramond, and Mikey Hare playing MPO, and you've got Blake Nichols playing MA1, you got people asking questions.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, nice. All right, we should have a look at the Disc Golf Victoria Tour winners then, because that wraps up the tour for the year. That was the final event.
And there was a bit to shake out here. There was a bit to shake out, as we discussed after the last event. So if we start down at the women's, we alluded to this after the last event, which was what was the last event? Was it the Big Wet, maybe? No.
Yes.
Yeah, it might have been the Big Wet. Not sure.
Inverley Open?
Or Inverley Open, whatever it was. After that event, we did say in the women's that the leaderboard was basically sewn up. Claire Hussey was going to be hard to catch, impossible to catch. No one caught Huss. And Georgia Carroll was looking pretty solid in second as well. In the end, Anita's Rudolph was enough to climb her up into T2nd. So well done there, Anita. I think on countback, did Anita end up getting the trophy for second and Georgia third possibly as well?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't have that info in front of me.
So. I know I did. I did the countback, and I think that's the way it shook out.
Yeah. And we did the countback was based on your top finishes, correct?
Yeah, essentially it was kind of like most wins. If you didn't have wins, it was like most seconds. Yeah, it was just like a countback type format.
More of a top end setup than an average.
Yeah.
Well done, Huss. Very good year for her, Huss.
Yeah, that's outrageous. Yeah.
In category five, I don't know if I believe it, but Jace Wiedner is way, way on top ahead of Roland Weber, and Tobias and Anita Weber tied for third. So the Weber family doing a lot of work, but Jace Wiedner, just way too good for them. Giving him a lot of shit all year.
Yeah,
but
absolutely. And Tobias got the trophy here on countback over her sister. It's like hard to fathom. Like, I don't think Jason's ever done better than like a 17th in MA4. but you're repeatedly getting 17th in MA4 has apparently worked out to be the best in category five. So well done, Jace.
Well done, Jace. I love that. Seven events, the most in the field too. So, he got out there and he made them count. So, yeah, well done, Jace. Big time.
Yeah, big time.
Category four.
Chris Scott, the photographer himself, not to be confused with the other Chris Scott, who's also a photographer. couldn't be caught. In the end was comfortable victory. Terry Bowen's performance at Rudolph was enough to jump him up two spots. And in the end, he jagged second. David Gannon was not in attendance, but managed to maintain the podium. And that's how the podium shook out. Chris, Terry, David.
And just behind was Wayne Govan. So, could have been a good one for Wayne if he had a fired up a little bit at the Rudolph. But still a nice finish there. Fourth place by him. And yeah, Snapper. He seemed to be there all year, I reckon, from the first event to the last 10 events, which potentially was all of them. So well done by him.
Well done. Well done.
In category three,
This leaderboard, category three didn't change. And I think a couple of these players no longer find themselves in Category 3. Don Carter definitely doesn't find himself in Category 3 anyway. But he got out of the gates fast enough at the start of the year and was no catching him. Tim Stevenson held on to second and Lee Thompson held on to third. And there was no change in leaderboard for the podium there this weekend.
There we go. In Cat 2, there was a change. Nath Parrish in first with Penn Lu in second. And they did the old flip-flop. So the final event came in clutch. Nath finished his year with a disappointing note and Penn on a high. And that was good enough to get it done. So Penn takes the win. I'm there in third. Oh, yeah, I forgot about me in third. Maybe I get something.
You definitely do. you're glancing over something here.
What am I glancing over?
Parrish did not play well. Parrish did not play well. But Parrish also, for the final event of the year, played in Category 1.
True, I forgot about that. So he couldn't have done much anyway.
He couldn't have done nothing. Yeah, he was up against it. He just needed to beg for Penn to shit the bed because there was nothing Nathan could do. Penn did not shit the bed and, got it done. And Parrish had to fall down into second.
No good. Unlucky.
Yeah, unlucky.
Penn is the official king of the chumps. He's the best shit disc golfer we've got.
Yeah, nah, fitting. He's had a great year. And obviously he's plateauing right as he approaches that ratings cap as well. So even if there was some some events left, he would still be playing in Category 2. So well done, Penn.
Lovely. The NPO, there was some up for grabs for sure in that with the Rudolph Riot too. So how did that shake out?
Yeah.
Well, in the Category 1, I should say.
I was essentially trying to keep this scoreboard updating live in the end because it was ring-a-ding-ding. Paddy obviously was sitting up at top and we were obviously all expecting Paddy to have a good performance. But after round one, it was like, holy cow. Anything could happen here. And after round one, Paddy actually found himself down to third on the leaderboard because he just was not getting many points at all out of Rudolph. And Aiden and Reinhardt were cashing in. But Paddy had a good second round, but not good enough to obviously close the gap between him and Reinhardt. Reinhardt was sitting on the privilege of dropping a pretty poor performance elsewhere. And so by just bringing in that second place, he jumped a bunch of points and got up to 4-3-5. Reinhardt is the top dog of the Victorian Tour for 2024. Insert clap button, Reinhardt.
Yeah, well done, Rhino. Another one that, a little like Jason Wiedner, but better. I don't remember him getting any wins this year. Maybe a lot of seconds is good enough to get it done.
He had a couple of wins. He had a couple of wins.
Did he?
Okay. Remember, he took out Big Wet the time he had 2 6 putts and still was enough to get it done. And he might have had another one somewhere else as well. Definitely not the Paddy types, but just, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Now, well done. That's pretty good. I think there were some pretty cool prizes as well. I saw Penn got himself a brand new bag. They had some nice trophies and stuff. So definitely an upgrade on last year. So, very exciting. And, yeah, I think there might even be a third place trophy coming my way. So I'll have to hit up Maddie for that. So that's pretty nice. We might try to get these full list of all these out so that people can see where they finished among their peers throughout the whole thing. I'm sure the leaderboard will be updated on Disc Golf Victoria website soon as well to see the top 10 in each category. We'd asked for some feedback last pod, and we've got some for sure, but we definitely want more. If you have any thoughts on it, this is definitely going to be an evolving thing. It went from absolutely nothing to technically something last year. I'm hoping that we've made it a bigger thing this year, and we're just trying to get as much interest as we can, get it out there. We want this to become a a genuine thing with a little bit of excitement around it. So anything you liked and anything you didn't like, yeah, please hit us up, let us know, and yeah, we can definitely make some changes next year if there's some good ideas.
Yeah, we've made it a massive thing, Alan. There's been over, I mean, I could go through and do some maths, but just looking at points alone, over 300 unique players have accumulated points on the tour this year. So that is tenfold what we were looking at the last couple of years. So hopefully people are invested and keen, and yeah, give us feedback. You know, we will take it on board, most likely ignore it all, and then roll out the same system next year. No, just shit talking. If you've got a better idea, you know, we just made this up drunk one night, so hit us up.
Yeah, we definitely want to make it a thing. We want this to last. I think Queensland has their shit pretty down pat, and we want to have our version of it, because we can't have Queensland having anything better than us.
Yeah.
And speaking of tours, I'm fairly certain that the ADG tour is also now done. I know that the leaderboards are updated for after nationals, and I think that is typically the last event on the calendar. I think that the Rudolph Riot just gets ignored. So we won't go too deep into that because, yeah, a lot of people don't really care. But we'll go through, we'll definitely go through some names. Taylor Clark wins FA4. Lily Nicholson-Love wins FJ15. Melbourne's own Anita Webber takes out the FA2, which is good to see. Fairly comfortably there over Margaret Trowell. So getting the Victoire and the, what's it called? The National Tour.
Oz.
Is yep. Some good efforts there by Anita.
She got second in the Victoire, but yeah, yep, well done on the National Tour. FA40, we got Carol Hartley took it out, but we've got to shout out Tanya Behan for getting third in FA40. Well done, Tan.
Big.
FA1, Aussie disc golfer herself, Kirsty Murray, gets the chocolates. Emma Winkworth found herself in seventh. Well done, Em. And Anita Webber also on that leaderboard in top 10. So good work, Melbourne. FPO, did you see this one coming?
Yeah, I did not. I didn't have this on my vision board.
So obviously, they obviously weight it in a certain way. You must get tenfold points for WA performances. and that checks out as Sue Summer wins in a canter. Even though Hussey played more events, but got nearly half the amount of points. I am so confused.
Yeah, I'm having a look at her points totals now. The Chichester Pro, 101 points. Fantasy Park Open, 101 points. Redtail Open, 101 points. Pine Lines Open, 101 points. I'm fairly certain that the way the scoring system works is 100 points for a win plus 1 point for every person in your division. Therefore,
yep.
She got 4 unopposed wins. Yeah, tough.
Tough.
So, yeah, Huss... she must have, it says 6 events, but she's...
So hang on. Yeah. I love how we've ran tonight's pod sheet. Just as you're going to give us some feedback, and I do genuinely mean give us some feedback, just keep it in mind, a system we could have ran with could have been this system. And I think we've got this one covered.
Huss, it says she's got 6 events, but I'm guessing a lot of them were non... tour events, potentially, because when you click on her name, it only comes up with Australian Disc Golf Championships and the Vic Open. So she has 153 points from Nats for winning that, and then 127 for the Vic Open. So, yeah, I think the others must have been non-tour events. So Huss has definitely had the best year, but that's not how the system is set up, because, people at... I guess everyone besides people in WA just don't bother paying the extra $1 million to make it a tour event.
Yeah.
But yeah, well done, Sue Summers, number one FBO player.
Good job, good job. And obviously we love Sue. She's an absolute jet. For sure. But there you go. All right, MJ15, no surprises there. Joey Paul gets it done. But congratulations to Tobias Webber. And just an awesome tour by the Webbers all round. They got around the country and played a lot of events. And great to see Tobias take out second.
Yep. Our boy Mitchy Evers gets the number one spot in MA3. Been a big year for Mitch, so good to see. You take out a second place at Nationals and a win at Eruption, and you're doing a bit. So huge points came his way for both of them. A few other very good events around at the Vic Open, Melbourne Celebrates, Invalid Open, and yeah, put him way out in front. He won that by 100 points. So, well done, Mitch. Way too good. But yeah, big shout out to Eamesy there in third, Matt Hunter in fourth, Lewis Penhall in fifth, Ash Wiedner in sixth. So, well represented the MA3 division is by Melbourne.
Yeah, sick.
Speaking of
MA2. Yeah, MA2, that Melbourne repping the podium right there. Kalen obviously charging with the Nationals victory, and obviously a solid performance at Melbourne Eruption as well. Invalid, yeah, just points, 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 and points. Enough to get it done over none other than Chait Coffman. And then Penn found himself in third, also a very solid Eruption, Big Wet netted him some points, and so did Central Vic. And that was enough for him to get up onto the podium.
Yeah, big. Love that.
He was at Eruption, wasn't he?
Penn. Yeah, but he played MA1.
Aha. Yeah, that's
Penn,
why.
Could yep. have, Penn could have probably easily taken out MA2 if he stayed. But he did not. So, and then, yeah, that win by Kalen at Nationals was big. That's a lot of points. You win Nationals, that's a lot of points. Huge field. So you got 176 points for that win. That's like, yeah, it's his third and fourth best score combined.
Yeah.
MP40, no real surprise. Ryan Johnson, the number one man there. Chris Finn in second. No sightings of our man Daz. He is, we won't mention it.
No. Didn't hit the road as much. And as you said, Victorians, we're not playing as many tour events, but, yep. Well done. RJ best, we've said it all year, best MP40 player, outside of Ruben Berg in the country. Good to see him get it done.
Definitely. MA50 had a big change after Nationals. The old man was in prime position. But Carey's performance at Nationals pushed him over the top, him and Mike Cansey, I think. So the old man goes into third, Carey in first, Cansey in second, Nick Hall there in fourth. So well done, Jeff. Top three. Might be his worst finish ever, though.
There you go.
Might be his worst finish ever. But still well done.
Lee Thompson in a close one over Matt Bid and John Schlobom. Lee Thompson, obviously, particularly the first half of the year. I know he's quieted down a little bit towards the last couple of events, but he was out of the gate so hard that there was probably no catching that man.
Nah, exactly. He put too high of a standard there in for that. So, Taryn there in sixth place. Not so bad.
Do you know this bloke who won MA1?
Yeah, Bryce Winchester. That's Kirsten's partner.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, the tall fella. He's a nice guy. Yep. He had a good showing at Nationals. Feel like he might have got himself second or third or something. So right up in there, huge points in that. Got around a fair bit. I played with him in Queensland. I feel like he definitely beat me there, but it might not have been his best, but... good enough, consistent performer, because Cade Ashton really only fired up in the back half of the year. So, yeah, well done, Bryce. Cade in second. Our mate Dobbsy there in third. Broden Sherratt in fourth, which I'm not very comfortable with. Troy Faramond, though, moves up into fifth. He definitely was coming really good towards the end. So that's why I said that might have been why he made that move. And then you see my name down there in 11th. Now, that is 100% my worst finish. I traditionally do quite well in these things because when you look at the events column, my name is normally very high on that list. But they were all pretty shit this year. So no good. I think I was third last year. I've definitely had a bunch of seconds. Not sure I've ever won it, but 11th. Oh boy. That's worrying. When I'm getting rolled by Sam Rubok, that's it. I got issues.
Yeah.
and the MPO, you alluded to him having an excellent year already. Who took it out?
Jade Brady. And not only did he take it out, what jumps out at me is events played, and Tim Bowen normally wins that column by about 16 events. And Tim Bowen did not play 16 or more events than anyone else. Tim Bowen actually did not play as many tour events as none other than Jay Brady. But he hasn't just done it through rocking up. It's definitely helped him. He's had an awesome year. And he got it done over Blake and Aussie D. He's good, mate, in third.
Yeah, huge, huge year for him. Massive points at the Sizzler. I feel like he got the win there. Massive points at Nationals. He was up on the podium. Lots of 100-plus performances. Like you said, 13 events. Only Timmy B and Ryan Nicholson close with 12. So, yeah, huge there. What about the Melbourne kids? What do we got? Leo Dykes is our top guy? Or have I skimmed over someone?
Leo Dykes in 15 is you've missed David Perry, yeah, but do we count David Perry?
No, only when he wins.
Only when he wins. And Ville also got top 20. Aiden Howard and Ryan Deer separated by just the 11 points. I'm sure Aiden is well aware of that and is letting Ryan know about it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, lovely. Yeah, I don't know what they get with that. I don't know if they'll ever actually announce anything. The ADG Tour is a little strange, but yeah, that's the winners for another year.
Yeah, that's where hashtag volunteer hard came from, I believe. Yeah. I think that's where it started.
Potentially,
it's like what is our tour like? is anyone going to just get at least hand out a pat on the back? Let's do something.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. They used to do something at Nationals, and I don't know. Used to be a bit more of a thing, but even then, they would like pay your PDGA fees for the next year. It was like, thanks, it's $20.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe they do more than that now. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll find out one day. all right. This weekend, one of the last things for the year, or probably the last thing for the year, we got our club champs. I qualified. Did you?
I certainly did. Oh, I certainly did. And I got a little lost with the registration process because early in the week, Sammy released the registered players. And even though I knew I was coming in at third or whatever it was at the time, I had a little look. And not only was I not sitting in third, I was simply not on the list. So I was like, what conundrums have come undone me here? But there was a little RSVP situation that flew me by.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I'm glad you got around it in the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good. There are 13 people in Division A. And, yeah, it looks like it could be anyone's to take in that. 14 people in Div B, 6 people in Div C, 8 people in the 50-plus division. And 4 people in the women's division, which, yeah, that wasn't even going to go ahead about a week ago. So good to see that they got 4 of them going. I'm pretty confident I won't win. Who do you think will take out Div A?
Look, Aiden Howard's looking to defend his title. I'm sure Ryan Deer is going to have something to say about it. I'm sure Leo wants something to say about it. But Let's back in Daz Staysmith here. Well, you know, we're playing, it's his two courses. He's designed both these courses. There's a couple of temporary holes in play, and I'm sure Daz has designed them as well. Come on. I'm backing in Dazza here.
Nah, sounds good. Yeah, we got round one at Bicentennial and round two at Bald Hill. Like you said, some not just a standard course, but a lot of it is standard. But yeah, should be good to see.
Yeah, I'm great. I'm glad most of it is standard. If you want to check out the Melbourne Disc Golf website, you can get a bit of a sense of what holes they're tweaking. At Bicentennial, they're tweaking holes 8 and 12. And at Bald Hills, they're tweaking holes 1, 5, 10, and 18. So the vast majority of the 36 holes will be the normal 36, with about 30 of them being the standard. But there are, yeah, six or so holes tweaked, so go check it out on the website. Looking forward to playing all the holes.
In Div B, we've got, yes, thick field. I kind of feel like Paul Arden's sticking out to me. I feel like he just jags it.
Okay. I'm going to go with Taron Anderson.
He's been hot. The man has been hot.
Yeah,
it's been hot. Yeah. Do I save that for later? What have I got? I'll bring it out now then. I was waiting if I had to save this. But, Taron was playing all season in Div A and recently dipped down into Div B. And he got a message from Stoyer to be like, hey, like, do you want me to put you in A or B? And he was like, all B. B, B, B. Put me in that B. And I think I was given that information to shame the man, but I would have made the exact same call. So, well done, Taron.
Exactly.
Div C. What are we looking at there?
Carlton Clerk's taking that out.
Yeah.
You can't spell Clerk with a K and not win. So, well done, Carlton Clerk. Couple other names in there who will be trying to stop him.
Jeff Brunson takes out MA50 without any competition.
No, yeah. Mike Vandalin and two DNF at some given point.
and
Doug Adams.
Yeah. Nah, it's going to be tight, the MA50s. Hot.
Yeah.
Going to be very hot. And then in the women's, it should be Anita Weber capping off a strong year, I think.
Yes. And I love the fact that we've got a wait list. That's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I like that.
Yeah.
All right, let's finish with some Spotlight Nightlight, shall we?
Yes, please.
Beautiful. I've got a Spotlight that I like. So I'm sure you've seen that the Facebook pages get overrun a fair bit by people coming in and trying to, like, oh, I've got this bag that I want to give away. And, like, it ends up being some scam where you pay for shipping or something like that. That doesn't happen on Disc Golf Collective Victoria because I got myself put in as an admin a while ago, and I've set it up where you have to have you have to get approved by me to get in to be able to talk to anyone. And there is another Disc Golf chat that I completely forgot about, honestly, but it's like Disc Collectors or something. Do you remember? Ollie started that.
Okay.
Ollie and down in Tassie, he started that because I guess he's a sicko who buys like a bunch of dumb discs, and then a few other sickos also put their way too expensive discs on there. So they've been having the same problem, and Ollie came up with a pretty creative solution. So mine is just like, why do you want to be part of this? It's an easy question. And mostly they don't answer, or they'll just put their preview post, then I can just delete it. Boom. But Ollie's gone a different direction. He's made a quiz. And you have to answer the quiz correctly to be invited into the group. The first question is, who has the most Worlds wins? Ken Climo, Paul McBeth, Greg Bargsby, or Tom Brady? which manufacturer makes the Destroyer? Zone, Titleist, Innova, or Andrew Fish? Which pro player has the Glow Firebird signature disc? Nico McFish, Jeremy Yulibarri, Nate Sexton, or Eagle Lazotte? It's fucking hilarious. And he's posted some screenshots of people just like picking Jeremy Yulibarri and all this sort of stuff. So that gave me a very good chuckle. Very creative solution. I like that. So my spotlight goes to Ollie down in Tassie for getting rid of those scammers.
There you go. All right, I'll back straight onto that and spotlight the Commonwealth Bank. because speaking of scammers, I woke up Sunday morning to a message from CommBank saying, hey, this seems like a suspicious transaction. Was this you? Go and look at it. It's like $240. It looks like a Facebook Marketplace type transaction. I'm like, nah, it's not me, but me and my wife share a credit card and she loves that shit. So it was probably her. Anyway, I scroll my account just to have a little peruse of the festivities of the Saturday night while I was sleeping. And I found none other than $6,000 worth of transactions.
Whoa.
To this Facebook Marketplace type account. And thankfully, yeah, CommBank were on it. So much so that, yeah, they emailed me today saying the money's back in my account. Sorry for the inconvenience.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So a bit of a spotlight, not light, but, definitely a spotlight. Thanks, CommBank.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
My not light, an honorable mention goes to, Leo Dykes. I had a look at, the list, like when we're going through the club champs thing, there was a way earlier where it had all the players who had registered, and I had registered higher than Leo Dykes, and I think that is pretty shameful for him, seeing as that
it is.
Two of the three courses I put in rounds that were lower than my rating, so I don't know what he's done, but he obviously has not had a good year on the tour and the Melbourne thing. So my honourable mention goes to him for being worse than me. And the actual not light goes to, so not the idea of the wait list, but the people on the wait list.
yes.
Be better. These people are like, oh, I would love to go play club champs. Here's my three shit rounds because I'm trash. And then Stoyer's like, yeah, sure. Maybe if someone half decent drops out. So Martin Goh, Johnny Martin, Tommy Janka, Damian Moosey, Alex Ritchie, Mike Smith, Mike Spangenberg, get better. That's all I got to say. That's
shame.
You'll be waiting forever unless you get better.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah. Fair. Well spotted by you. Well spotted by you.
How about you?
Look, don't have a not light, but I will honourable mention Frosty for his social media work, trying to normalise cage hits from 3 metres. we've all been there. Thanks for the tag, Frosty. And, Blake, just waiting on you now to put up your post-round, you know, Tim Bowen-style recap and hashtag normalise sandbagging, and I might jump on it.
Excellent. Sounds good. All right, yeah, I think next week, is that going to be our last one for the year then? We'll do a recap of the club champs and we'll give out our Throwers Awards. So we've got a bunch of people who hit us up, well, some people have hit us up already with some awards that they want. So please keep sending them our way. The more, the better. And send in some nominees for male and female player of the year. What did we do, like Victorian player of the year? I think it's what we did.
Yeah, so I've got a couple of things that we did last year. I don't have the full list, but we did rookie. We did best wife. we did worst Australian disc golf podcast, which we got the nominations. Let's just quickly go through the nominations. So obviously we'll Throwlers, they'll be nominated. Doubtful they will win. Tee off, nominated, of course. Don't know if they'll win this year. Don't know if the tee off can go back to back. When none other then Talking Trilogy entered the scene this year. So Worst Australian Disc Golf Podcast is an award worth watching this year. We've got Most Butchered Last Name, might have been mine attempt at Gutierrez just tonight. And we have Player of the Year. And there was a bunch of others. So, yep, keep the nominations and suggestions coming in. On socials, I might try to get a few polls going as well so we can get the voice of our people voting for some of these categories as we get closer to Wednesday.
Beautiful. Cool. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Peace out.